Hi, we're back. We're here with our special guest, Ted Gunderson, Clarence, and we got John in the holding bay for a minute. But going back to the caller, Leo, I want to also say real quick in between, I want to give a chance to Stu Webb's information be out to ask Ted about what Stu had told me directly what happened to him, and also Miss Hartwell. Now, the thing is that Leo, are you still there, Leo of Massachusetts?
Yeah.
Now, your question before the break was?
I was wondering if Ted Gunderson could put out a primer on how to set yourself up so that if they do you in, it'll be too much damage and they'll leave you alone.
Well, let me go back to your first question. I thought you were talking about Stu Webb. You're talking about Gary Webb.
No. He's talking about
Gary. Well, back to the first question about Gary Webb. Not Stu Webb. I'm talking about Gary Webb, who got murdered. And
Gary Webb was shot twice in the head. That's right. Gary Webb was shot twice in the head. They said it was suicide. Yeah, you'll never convince me anybody can suicide themselves, shoot themselves twice in the head, okay? I think he was murdered. Dan Castellaro definitely was murdered. They said that was suicide. Hunter Thompson, they said that was suicide. I don't know if it was suicide or murdered myself, but I know he was in the process of exposing a considerable amount of information concerning satanic cults and child pedophilia and what have you. Now, your question about how to set yourself up so you're not damaged or taken out, is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, what can you do politically vis-a-vis information so that you'd be too much of a problem if they do take you out? Because people are going to find this information and they're going to keep their mouths shut. But if we could find a way out...
That. I can answer that,
too. Well, what's happened to me is they've tried to take me out a number of times, first with prosecution, second by setting me up with a girl on a drug deal. And then, of course, they tried to take me out with, I had gunmen waiting for me on three occasions through divine intervention. I didn't go to those particular locations that I found out afterwards. And the latest thing is, disinformation, by Stu Webb, and he's an FBI informant, by the way, I can prove that. And then the latest thing after that, they tried to poison me in Las Vegas, Nevada, and Clarence and I had to move overnight. From Las Vegas to Claytonia, Nebraska, a town of 296 people, where we can watch and see the people coming around the corner. As a matter of fact, since we moved to Claytonia, we've had surveillances on us. We've had a laser beam shot into the house where we are now. We're convinced of it because Clarence has signs and symptoms of it. I happen to be in Louisiana at the present time. And Clarence has chased them out of the neighborhood on several occasions. And so they're still poking around.
I want to warn them, Ted, about how they. I would like to warn them about how they poisoned me, because Ted was poisoned when they pumped the gas into the through the dryer duct from the laundry room up into the. Through the ducts up into the to the. But they have a more sophisticated way of doing it. And in my research, I discovered that they have been poisoning Americans, aerially spraying Americans since 1951. They have conducted tests on American citizens. But the way they sprayed me was I was going westbound on I-15 from Las Vegas to Los Angeles, and a Mercedes pulled in front of me with a Middle Eastern-looking guy on his cell phone. Another car pulled to the left of me and boxed me in. It was a Middle Eastern lady with a ridiculous red wig on. And then I was being tailed also. I knew I was being followed, but I didn't know what was going to happen next. The next thing I knew, this dark blue smoke began to spray out of the car in front of me, and it only lasted for about 10 seconds. Unfortunately, I had my air conditioner open, and that poison gas came into my car, and like Ted, I was bedridden. I was on canister oxygen, spitting up mucus, but they sped away, both cars, at 90 miles an hour after they had sprayed me. How many Americans have they covertly poisoned in the way? I barely survived that spraying.
We'll be back after this break with this, and hold on. We'll be right back.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hey, everybody, this is James Martinez from the Cash Flow Show. I want to ask you one question and one question only. You're ready to change your life. Now, as you begin to think about that question, how many of you are swimming in credit card debt, tired of credit cards controlling your life, behind on your payments, struggling to make ends meet, all that, worried about your financial well-being? You're going to end that now. Enough is enough. This is hot. Are you ready to feel good now? That's right. Call our toll-free number and listen to our 12-minute overview. It explains who we are and what we do to end your credit card debt. Leave your name and number after the message and do it today. Call 888-213-7655. That's 888-213-7655. Freedom is a phone call away. Away. Away for you to feel good now. 888-213-7655. 888-213-7655.
We're back. Live here on RBN, on the Amber Lee Show. We have a caller, Leo, and he was talking about the things that they do, and Clarence was talking about the things that he had happen. And again, you know, they do things that way, and they also do obvious things. Like, for instance, I've had very suspicious things where I just was in the hospital not too long ago, and I had carbon fumes in my blood. Again, what they do is they try to take you out so it'll look natural. Whatever type of way that you die is natural. Exactly. You notice the number of deaths recently, including the actor that just passed away. These people have pill bottles screwed around, looking as though they've taken these medications, and it takes weeks for them to come up with an autopsy report because, again, you know, combinations of drugs that doctors should not be giving, antidepressants and depressants and Ambien, like sleeping aids and various things that are combinated with antihistamines and alcohol. Those are hot mixes, hot cocktails. They're usually developed through CIA, FBI means to kill people. INS knows about it. Back in the old days, they used to use Milltown, and the other one was the Digitalis. They give you instant heart attack. So they do things like that to cover up their report. So if somebody ends up dead, it looks like a natural cause.
Well,
my good friend Sherman Skolnick laid in the hospital at Oaklawn. I went there, and they kept giving him Coumarin, which is a blood thinner. He had no reason to have that. and he had an allergic reaction to it, which he coded out. Coding in the medical industry means that you died and were brought back. Three times that happened to Skolnick. I was there, and I stopped him. But when I got in there, because I found out that he had an allergic reaction, and they still had him on the same thinner, but I stopped him.
Deanne, before we ask this, answer this next caller's question, I did want to say, and I think because the other caller was wanting to know what he could do, and
sure.
There's a couple, there's some very specific things that Americans can do. Now, I need to tell you that if you pay your taxes and you're not a peace activist and you're not raising any ruckus the way Deanne is with this radio show, educating the public, she is a definite target. Because Ted always tells me, because I would tell Ted, why are they after me? I'm basically a nobody. And he said, Malcolm, it's because you wrote that book exposing public crime and corruption in Las Vegas, and the word is mightier than the sword. That's what Ted always tells me, and that's why they come after us. They don't want us to wake people up. But what you can do to protect yourself, number one thing, if you are a political dissident, a peace activist, a Bush basher, or anything where they would label you anti-government, you must not live alone. In fact, that's why Ted and I stay so close to each other. I live here at Ted's home office in Nebraska. Do not live alone. I know of two people. One of them was a very good friend of mine who wrote the book Civil Rights Fraud. And he was a state citizen litigator, one of our best. They suicided him 9 months after they suicided Gary Webb. They will come in and they will kill you. So don't live alone. It's harder for them to move on you if you're living with other people. You need to live in community where you have close ties with your community. That's number one. Number two, never eat in a restaurant and leave for the bathroom or walk away from your plate of food. It only takes a covert operative who's sitting in the restaurant, and I've had them do this to me. I've actually seen them sit waiting for me to leave the table where this guy could get up and go over and put something in my food. But Ted taught me the ways that they kill you and how to avoid it. But they still got dozens of other ways. So never leave your food alone. That was the mistake that inventor Stan Meyer made, who invented hydrogen fuel cell technology. We can run all of our cars on water. He had it. He had the prototype. He had shown it to the military. He went to a restaurant. I believe he must have walked away from his plate of food or his whatever he was drinking. They dropped something in there, and he walked out to his car, and he died right there of a heart attack. And, of course, the military came in within a week and stole his prototype car and all of his research.
And another thing, too, even with living alone, always stay in areas that you can actually monitor or you're familiar with. And you're familiar with the people in your community because you can spot them coming in before they come after you. And they do things, too. They turn alarms on to get you to run. And once you run out from a facility or something, thinking there's a fire alarm, they either access your things and do things to them or access you when you're out.
Well,
so the thing is, and then also they can come to your car when you're not in your vehicle and disable the brake system. They can put things in your car to cause them to catch on fire. And see, the whole thing is to make sure that you have to think as though like you're a predator, because these people are predators. They think about eliminating you. So you have to think on the line of a predator in order to survive.
Well, Dan, of course, they've got ways to get to you that you would never expect. They anthrax me in 2001, and they poisoned Ted the same way. He was able to, it didn't have an effect on it, because the poisons they use, they need to be active when they use them. If they sit in a place too long, then they lose their potency, because these are aerial sprays. They actually stuck a needle into Ted's car and into my Cadillac, and they sprayed anthrax into my Cadillac. And I tell you what, I barely survived that attack. I've had three attacks in the last 6 years, and that one almost killed me, too. And if it wasn't for Rife Technology and a canister oxygen, I always get on canister oxygen, have my doctor put me on that. But the anthrax was very bad. It almost killed me. It took 10 years off of my life. I actually look 10 years older than what I am because it was so debilitating, this anthrax poisoning. And I can tell you the symptoms of what kind of poison your whole system just stops working when you're anthrax. Your digestive system, you can't poop, you can't do you know, it's terrible. And they they have a whole catalog of different kinds of poisons that they can use. And we're talking about covert operatives. Jennifer Harberry, who was an attorney, CIA tortured and killed her husband, who was a Guatemalan. She has warned, and they threatened her. She tried to warn Americans. And she's a Harvard graduate attorney. You can Google her name, Jennifer Harberry. And she's warning Americans that there are Guatemalan hit teams operating in America, killing people. And she was threatening for bringing that information out. She was threatened with death for bringing it out. And I and Ted almost arrested one of those Guatemalan assassins in Las Vegas. We had them, Ted, didn't we?
Yeah, we tried.
But the guy hit the gas and was able to get away. But because, you see, it's a felony to stalk, harass a former FBI special agent. It is a felony, a federal crime, to stalk, harass. That's why I can chase these guys down here if I think they're a threat to my FBI boss, because it is a felony to try to harm a retired federal agent.
But then, if you brought it to prosecution, again, it goes back to what happened with the CIA analyst that her and her husband tried to bring suit in regards to the situation with Karl Rove and the Valerie Plame. And the thing is, the whole issue is they want new ears because the judicial system is a mess and the fraud. So the thing is that even if you have something of a former this or that and the other, or you got ties or know someone, it doesn't do you any means of good if there's a huge amount of clout the other side has inside the doors of the government.
Oh, forget about going to your local sheriff or law enforcement for help. I mean, I've actually had local sheriff deputy tell me, he said, "Wow, I was up on you guys' website, and man," he says, "that is heavy-duty stuff. That's way beyond us." They don't want to mess with this kind of stuff.
Name a federal agency that would help. The reason why Gary Webb died was because he went in there and found out about the drugs that were being brought in by the CIA in the United States and been put in the black communities, poor Hispanic communities, and they've used that as a means to finance and fund illegal drug operations overseas.
And Michael Rupert was involved with him, a former LAPD detective. Michael Rupert finally fled the United States, went to Venezuela where he sought political asylum, and they poisoned him there. He had to be evacuated out there, and he's in Canada now.
He fled back. And then, the other thing, too. Now, I'm going to go to another caller. Thank you, Leo.
Wait a minute. I wanted to ask one more question.
Oh, sure. No, one more.
Real quick. This is one shout-out to Deanna. Could you please put your information together and give it to, like, Alex Jones or Kurt Nimmo? That's all.
If you go on my blog, it's right there. All the information, everything I went through, all these different files going on, even back to Kennedy assassination, is on the internet.
My question basically goes back to the Waco thing. And this Elohim City supposedly indicts Jewish Zionists, but I always think that the Jesuits are really behind a lot of this, because look at World War II and the collaboration between the Jesuits and the Rothschild supposedly Jewish banks. I mean, the people don't realize that Max Warburg funded Hitler and Paul Warburg funded the Allies. One bank, different branches of one bank funding both sides. And this is something that's really basic, and the culture doesn't know it.
Well, you know, I've been sitting here, I've been listening to everybody. May I interject something, Deanne?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, I think that what you're all overlooking, and I know you know about this, is there is an international conspiracy known as the Illuminati, and the Illuminati is part of the New World Order, globalism. And it was founded, the 25 goals were first announced May the 1st, 1776, by a former Jesuit priest, Adam Weishaupt. And Clarence and I sell a book called Pawns in the Game that explains all this. And so when you talk about Arabs versus Jews versus the corporations versus big business versus the politicians, You're talking about the infiltration of our society by the Illuminati. We're not talking about good and bad. There's good and bad air, good and bad FBI.
Let's stop you here, Ted. We're going to break. Huh? We'll be right back after the station announcement.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I live. Look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hi, we're going to another caller here. Thank you, Leo, for your questions. We're going to John in Missouri. John, are you there?
Right here.
John,
yes.
Are you there?
Excellent,
hi.
As usual. Excellent, as usual. I just want to thank you, and I hope you have your guest, Mr. Gunderson, back on soon. I really appreciate his professional.
Well, my associate, Clarence, is an outstanding individual. He adds a lot to everything that I've done.
Well, he certainly does, except when you all start telling all the truth at the same time, it makes it very difficult for all the recording devices for grand jury that are whirring throughout the country. I would ask, considering your experience and background with the FBI, I was wondering... your understanding or appreciation of the infiltration of the FBI by the CIA versus the Mossad, what presidential years was that, and by what administrative directives was that committed? And I had follow-on as well.
Well, you're talking about our whole intelligence community, all our intelligence communities have been infiltrated. They have concentrated on law enforcement, the military, the prosecutor's offices, the judges, and so on and so forth. I'm talking about the Illuminati now. And the FBI was a very straight organization, I thought, until after J. Edgar Hoover died. And there was a lot of criticism of Hoover. But he, good or bad, the man was a fantastic administrator. And it was after he died that that there were some major changes within the FBI itself. And I've been told that even when he was alive and when I was in charge of the FBI Los Angeles Division, I was there 1978 and 79, I have been told by people who were victims of the MKUltra mind control program by the CIA that we had a covert operation in the FBI that I was not aware of. You see, you have to understand this, John. There are two elements in our government. There's covert and overt. I was in the overt operation. These are the guys that are out the bank robbery scene. What did the suspect look like? What kind of a car was he driving? The guys that go out and pick up the 10 most wanted. The fellows that were that negotiate with the skyjackers at the airport when they take over an airplane, so on and so forth. Those are the overt guys. The covert guys, the covert individuals, mainly the CIA, is probably the biggest culprits of all. They recruit these kids out of special forces, out of the military. They're trained killers in the first place. And then they bring them on in and make civilian killers out of them. I have a DVD interview with Chip Tatum, who was in 25 years Black Ops, and I urge you folks to get our DVDs. It's number1-free-dvd.com, number1-free-dvd.com. I have an interview with Chip Tatum. Chip Tatum was 25 years Black Ops operator, and he told me about our government going in, destroying the governments around the world who were, you know, more for freedom than you can imagine, and who were legitimate, so-called legitimate government, and installing the puppet CIA government. He said we did this to some 20 countries around the world, and we were also involved in killing the leaders of different governments if they wouldn't play games with us. Now, you talk about McVeigh on the Oklahoma City bombing. McVeigh was recruited by the CIA to work as a professional assassin and to work on their drug operation. He did not flunk out of special forces. The Army put out disinformation on that. He was a trained killer in the Army. He was an outstanding soldier, and the CIA recruited him, and then they used him in Oklahoma City. Of course, he was a puppet. There's some question as to whether or not they actually executed him. I don't know.
Considering
they did or they didn't, but because I like to try to stick with the facts, things that I know can be documented. So you have these intelligence agencies that are all been infiltrated, and they're being run by the Illuminati, and that's why we have so many problems with covert operations in this country. They have a central location someplace in the United States where they can have put a surveillance on any of those of us who are patriots in a matter of minutes. I've had so many surveillances on me, and furthermore, what they've also done to me is they've come into my, burglarized my house on a regular basis. They've come into my home when I was actually asleep, and they put a penny at the bottom of the foot of my bed one time. Another time, I went to bed at midnight, got up at 3 o'clock to go to the bathroom, and here my bathrobe, which was at the foot of my bed when I went to bed, was ceremoniously laid out in front of me when I got out of bed on the floor. So these people are professional burglars. They can get past any lock. They kill their killers. And so, you know,
they bag you, Ted. As you know, you've been bagged many times. They plant evidence. They've tried to put pornography, even child pornography, into our computers.
They do that big time.
They send
huge amounts in, and if you open it up, they can come in and take your computer.
And then say that
you're a pornography king or queen or something like that.
It's exactly like police officers when they put prostitutes out, and it's a sting operation. What they do is they're loading people's computers with child porno, and then if you click one of those links, you're done for. They tried that with Ted and I, and the way they tried to get me to open it, they said, "See the sheriff of Butte County having sex with children." And as soon as I saw it, I knew it was a setup. I telephoned Ted, and so we trashed it. You know, we purged it from the system. But they're always doing those sorts.
We're going to break. We'll be right back, John. Hang on, John. Al Stasis, please
come in when we come back after this break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take Discardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Hi, we're back. We're here on RBN, the D.M. Burley Show, and we're talking about, you know, what goes on here in these government hits and things that they do. And I was trying to change the subject real quick after I allowed John. John Alastasis, you got questions here of my guest?
Well, I've got a list of things a little bit. The one thing you were saying that they show TV shows and whatnot, that what they're going to do to us, if you go to the CFR magazine, which is a bi-monthly issue of July, August, I believe it was a year and a half ago, they actually put in there that 80% of the world is going to catch this bird flu, mm-hmm. and it will kill 60%
exactly.
of us. So now how were they able to predict that? Because it's a bioweapon.
Exactly.
In the Georgia Guidestones, they're saying they're going to bring the population to 500 million, and there's other printings around it. They're not just movie shows. These are the New World Order putting them in your face.
That's right.
Yeah, you're right. There's another show that that's out that's very good. It was a 2007 movie, the Good Shepherd, and that talks about the CIA.
Oh, yeah, that's really good.
Yeah, mm-hmm. and that talks about the CIA, and it's a lot of truth to that.
Okay, and, another thing is get your pencils ready because I'm going to give you a couple things to defend yourself. if you go to the Slim Spurling, is S-L-I-M, Spurling, S-P-U-R-L-I-N-G.com, he has a mechanism of a harmonizer to help you fight off frequencies. And I believe in it very strongly. It's something to take a look at. Another thing is, and I don't know if you gentlemen have ever heard of Al Bulick, his autobiography of the Mantuck Project and the Philadelphia Projects.
I know Al.
Okay, but they go into the mind control and time travel. Also, we have David Hudson. David Hudson has information to where you can get this white gold. It's a style of gold mixed with radium and iridium. You can actually become clairvoyant, but you want to be careful. I didn't know if maybe the FBI would use something like that to, instead of doing like torture or whatever, you actually are just clairvoyant and could read people's minds. Stuart Swerdlow is able to do this through different projects of like the Mantuck Project. But the only problem is if you do this physically to yourself, you can't shut people off. So you're going to hear voices for the rest of your life. You'll have to move away into the boonies to get away from everybody.
I would recommend that people not get involved in trying to develop what those type of powers. It's what the Hindus call siddhis or spiritual powers, and they can be used for good, or they can be used, or you can do it from the ego. What you want to do is try to tap into zero point energy, which is a living, invisible force that permeates and pervades our entire universe, which is really science is proving more and more as we get deeper into quantum physics and stuff, that everything is really just vibrating light. So I would encourage people to live a contemplative life, meditate. Don't seek any of the powers. The powers will come as you start meditating and going within yourself to try to discover your own soul, which is made up of the same energy that is pervading throughout the universe. We're all interconnected. We're all one. And the best way to do that is to follow the traditions of some of the ancient religions, which basically be still and know that I am God, that God is within you, as Jesus said. And that's where I try to, and talking to Ted about trying to put more of my energy into finding truth within my own heart, because like Jesus Christ said, the kingdom of heaven is within you. And if more Americans start doing that, that will be the powerful spiritual force that we can use to turn this country around. If we do not turn and try to seek truth within ourselves, we automatically, by not making a conscious effort to do that, enter upon the path of degeneration, and we drift further from truth. We get more and more lost in our polarized, separate identities, and that identity is where all the leaders of the world, like Bush and a lot of the people in Congress, they're stuck in their polarized identity, which is a state of ignorance that makes them believe they're separate from our fellow men. And I want to say this because I'm giving a real solution here, a spiritual solution to our problem. But I do not focus so much on Illuminati, the Zionist, and all these things. To me, everything is black or white. There's good people and there's bad people. That's the way I see the world. I don't get caught up in hate-mongering the Muslims or the Arabs or any of those guys, because, you know, the people over there are just ordinary folks trying to raise their families, trying to make a living, and to tell you the truth, I think we have more terrorists here in the form of many of our Orthodox Christians, because it's these very same Christians, many of them are saying, that are following Bush, that put Bush in office, and now they're saying, yeah, we want preemptive strikes against those bad Muslims over there. Well, that's a terrorist act. We're the biggest terrorists. We are using depleted uranium weapons in Iraq, and those people have got to live for thousands of generations, because these depleted uranium weapons have 4.5 billion years. They're going to be on in the soil, in the water, and in the air. This is a war crimes violation. That's terrorism, if you ask me. But we need to stop looking at things and from a polarized ego and saying, well, this group versus that group, me versus them. And we need to see things from a higher perspective, transcend our separate consciousness, and realize that we are all one. And the answer is in love, in learning to love one another and trying to cooperate and get along and stop fighting each other.
You know, out of everything that's been said tonight on this show, that's the most comprehensive, important issue. Because, again, if you know, I don't want anyone to misunderstand what I said, and I stand by this. During September 11th and all these events, there was a conglomeration of individuals, and you had said during your time that you had spoken, you were boxed in for people that looked like they were Muslims in your car.
Yeah,
and the bottom line is, and again, you don't know who these people are. A lot of them were trained by CIA. Some of them are ISIS intelligence community people trained by the CIA, and they come from all communities, all walks of life, and they are not the common people that sit at home like we are. They're trying to feed their families in foreign countries. They are not the people that you think are out there hating and thinking that
they're trying
to attack Americans.
The only thing
I say is the people that have a lot of fiduciary money and corporations that are involved heavily in these administrations are involved with this plot. Now, the bottom line, too, is you've got to understand royals also are part of the royal orders. And these royal orders, there's the Order of the Mermaid, there's the Shellback Initiation Orders, there's all types of different orders and levels of things that we don't even have a clue about, that I haven't even talked about on this show, that orchestrate and are in control of things, and this is where this crap is coming out, excuse my language. But it's not going to stop until people start understanding that we need to treat one another equally and stop doing what we're doing.
Deanne?
There was something else, Deanne. Going back to Leo in Massachusetts, third question. I don't know if we answered or not.
No, but I didn't. But we're coming close to time. And I want to also bring on, is that John? Are you there?
Yes, John is still here. And he's... As Mr. Gunderson said, there's a reason why we are blessed in the Patriot community with such a visiting angel, so to speak. But we are taking testimony, grand jury, constitutional testimony for war crimes. That includes all department heads, divisions, agencies, and parties. Going back to the discussion, and I would agree with Mr. Gunderson, if we look at OSS by Smith prior to the end of World War II, we understand that it was infiltrated, but how early was it infiltrated publicly here in this community, the United States, not the corporation, the United States of America? Considering Eisenhower signed Presidential Executive Order 10483 in his time, and now we come to, and I have a clip for you, Dion, that I'd like Mr. Gunderson to comment on, what programs that you were familiar with and or the Mossad entities via PNAC, which is now Republican, and having people understand how we would come to this time in our history that we would have such entities or criminals native among us. Here's the clip from Mr. Ted Gunderson.
To get into it, we're going to delve into the last half hour. This is a really big story. There's a group called InfraGuard, and essentially this group is a group of businesses that receive secret warnings of terrorist threats before the public does, and so far, at least on one occasion, even before people who have been elected to office, and this is all an article that showed up at the Progressive, I guess on Thursday.
Now that's this Thursday. Considering how quickly these little Nazis and their presumed overlords would wish to terrorize us, in our own homes, unarmed, and undefended by a cowardly, if not non-existent militia, let alone a corrupted judiciary and police, what would you imagine the response of the average patriot that would be so very encumbered by hyper-intelligence agencies that would have to create this kind of fascism and corporate relationship right in your face at home?
What are you suggesting?
Well, considering
your question
that,
about the patriots having to face this sort of thing?
Yes.
Or how to combat it, or what?
I don't know whether any other way, considering that they're publicly announcing it in the Progressive. And
well,
they're offering
us
Mr. Obama as a solution on the Democratic side, and Mr. I want to be in Iran, Iraq, Saudi Arabia, or wherever in everybody else's business for the next 1,000 years.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if we can elect Ron Paul or not, but Ron Paul is the man. He's a constitutionalist. He's a patriot. He wants to do away with the IRS, which is a private corporation, illegal organization. It wants to do away with the Federal Reserve, which is a private corporation owned by 17 families, I understand, four of which are American, the rest are around the world. So, you know, if there's just some way we could get Ron Paul elected, it would be wonderful for all of us that believe in America and are patriotic. But as you know from the show we had last week, there's all kinds of fraud involved in the various primaries. And I heard that he won Louisiana, but yet he came out on the paper with the mainstream media second. And I don't know if there's going to be a lawsuit there or not, but Malcolm personally went over to Iowa, and he saw indications of fraud. And Malcolm and I have filed complaints with the U.S. Department of Justice concerning the control and the efforts by the mainstream media to control the news and to elect their own people. In other words, the ones that are being promoted by the Illuminati, by the Bilderbergs.
I wish your RICO would be formed into a joiner claim, because a class action is absolutely statutory admiralty marine pirate law and will be guaranteed to lose. But yes, your RICO would be wonderful, and I wish you would advertise it more widely.
Yeah, well, we're still in the investigation area, accumulating evidence of the massive fraud that's going on. And by the way, it's getting worse. Ron Paul, of course, has grown in strength, and so we're seeing now the true colors of our mainstream media as they are just blatantly censoring Ron Paul. And this is an outrage that should get Americans in the streets, because we are not a free country anymore. We are 100% controlled by corporations, by the mainstream media. And like I say, I see things in black and white. And to me, you know, you're either committing a crime or you're not. And, you know, if there's an injury to person or property, it's a crime. You can call it terrorism or you can call it whatever you like, but the bottom line is what's happening in America is the same thing that caused the French Revolution. We have a system of justice that is harsh and vicious against innocent people and average people, and yet the people at the top who have a lot of money are virtually impossible to get them prosecuted. Especially the ones involved in these terrorist acts and that are working covertly for the CIA and intelligence agencies and the military. That's why when we had the torturing going on in Iraq, they just sent a couple of the little guys on the bottom, some of the soldiers, to prison, convicted them. But the intelligence officers, the CIA guys who trained those soldiers, they got off scot-free.
Well, what is your opinion of Valerie Plame? Valerie Plame. What is your opinion?
Well, I think you've spoken, you know, I won't address that too much, because I think you've spoken very clearly, but definitely these were felonies that would have sent anybody else to prison. And but because Bush and the White House was behind it, we don't see enough people being prosecuted. And that's because the DOJ is 100% dirty.
Let me stop you again. I want to bring Mo up because we're coming very close to the end of the show. Mo, are you there? Mo?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, Mo.
Thank you very much again to my call. Indeed, I mean, last hour we talked about Right at Your Door, the movie that is available everywhere on Blockbuster, you can see. And then Mr. Ted gave a very nice comment about it. And then I would like to have a comment. The same thing happening here is happening in Iran or in Iraq. I mean, once you leave your home, you don't know when you come back or not. I mean, in Iran, they kidnap the people between 14 to 18 and other people, of course. But 14 to 18, they kidnap the girls, and then they sell, they take them to Bahrain or Saudi Arabia to the sheikhs, and then they sell it to them and for the price of money. And who's doing that? The Ahmadinejad, the same dirty people who owns the government of Iran.
Stay
here for 1 minute, Mo, John Alstasis, and Clarence, and Ted. We'll be right back after this break.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat, and it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
Are you new to freeze-drying foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Hi, we're back. Show went really quick today.
Yes.
I wanted to just answer you something on what you said, Mo. This thing that's going on with the kidnapping of women, putting them in sex slave rings and things in the Middle East, it has not even been hardly touched its surface here in the United States. In fact, the children here in the United States have been processed through the same circumstance. Herb Mallett had been on my show a number of times talking about how they would grab children and women, put them through this processing situation in the Philippines. They ended up as tools in basically blackmailing people and, you know, levels of embassies and things. And the thing is, it's going on rapidly. And again, nobody's doing anything about that. So now we have an election coming up to clean the slate and do the right thing. Yeah, we have Ron Paul. We have all these candidates. But the thing is clear that we need to send a message that this stuff we the people don't want. Now, before the end of the broadcast, I want to bring up what happened in Missouri this week. There was a man that was African-American. He had gone, I don't know how many times, into the court system, how many times into the office of the mayor, and he went to the city council, and he went there with a gun, and he killed two or three of the aldermen or councilmen. He shot the mayor, I'm not sure if he survived or not, and two of the guards there. And the thing is, people are getting to a point of frustration because, again, they have no one in there that have ears to hear the complaints of the people, the populace, the ones that put these people in a law office and the ones that back them with their financial dollars through taxes, through every other means. And this needs to stop. Again, you know, you can point fingers at this guy. Yes, indeed, it was horrible, horrific crime for this man to do, to kill and shoot people. But again, it was not a horrific crime to stop and prevent this man from being able to drive, park his car, to go to and from work so he can be gainfully employed. Is that not the same thing that's going on from state to state where elected officials are using trafficking means and ticketing means to keep people from driving to and from work and confiscating their cars and vehicles all over? It's happening very heavily in the Midwest, and there is absolutely no one you can go to because it's like the Sheriff of Nottingham and Robin Hood. They're robbing and fleecing the American population blind. I wanted to get a comment from Ted Gunderson on that.
Sure. One moment. I mean, if you Google search for Suspect Nation, it's a 43 minutes BBC documentary, and it shows that very, very beautifully, and I advise everybody see that movie right now on the Google. It's called Suspect Nation. So we are in the United States. We are all Suspect Nation, too, since 9/11.
Exactly. And thank you, Mark.
Dan, you'll have to have us back on again because this kidnapping thing, I have a lot of information about how American girls are, the different ways that they are taking American girls out of our country.
Well, I'd love to have you on
show with me and Herb.
I'd like to have you on Herb Mallett. He is an international journalist. He's also been involved with the embassy issue. And he has seduction.com is one of his sites.
Well, Ted, and I have particularly a lot of information about that. Hey, Ted, you want to close this off, buddy?
Sure. Yeah, I just want to mention, we don't have a minute, but there's 91 Americans disappear every hour. 85 to 90% of those are believed to be children. And most of the children who disappear in the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children, half of those children disappear on the three basic satanic holidays in June, October and December, but there's a lot more detail in that. I furnished detailed reports about international child kidnapping.
We have to finish this up, but I want to have you guys back. John, I'm sorry you have enough time to bring you back on here, too, but we'll be back next week. Callers, 630-666-8528 is the way to reach me, deanne.burley@gmail.com next week. Peace.
Don't forget, God loves y'all.
Thanks, Deanne.
Thank you.
Take care,
Ted.
Thank you.
Thanks, Clarence.
Bye-bye.
God bless all.